The Vampire Hunt by Willis Hall.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. In the darkest dead of the Transylvanian night, Count Alucard, the last of the vampires, lay still and silent in his polished dark wood coffin. His soft white shroud was pulled up snugly around his ears. His jet-black hair was nestling in the comfort of his lace-edged satin pillow. Oh! The distant howl of a lone wolf prowling restlessly in the depths of the forest that stretched away beyond the ancient castle's moonlit walls rose, then faded on the warm night air. But the sound did not disturb the Count. Count Alucard was fast asleep in his favourite deepest dungeon, and the combined howling of the entire Tolokovan wolf pack would not have disturbed his slumber. Students of the Dracula legend may pause at this point and wonder what a real live vampire was about, fast asleep while the moon was up. For, as anyone who knows anything at all on that subject will tell you, vampires are nocturnal creatures who spend their night times cruising on dark, membranous, widespread wing in search of their unfortunate victims, then take themselves to their coffins during daylight hours. Although this may be true of most vampires, Count Alucard, whose name, as you may probably have guessed, spells Dracula backwards, is the exception. The Count is unlike any other vampire who has ever lived.